Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is the epistle lesson from 1 Peter, reading chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This is the text. And it is, seriously, I do believe this, part of Peter's reflecting on what it means to be called Peter. After all, the name Peter means rock. And Jesus said, you are Peter, rock, and on this rock I will build my church. Now, the difference between the name Peter and this rock, Petros, Petra, slightly different form in the Greek. And we teach that what the church is built on is what? Is Jesus Christ. It is the confession of Christ. It is what Jesus Christ has done for us, the dying, the rising, the forgiving sins. It is on the living, risen Christ that everything is built. And when we are connected with that rock, then we are like living stones built on him. And what does Peter say? In his epistle, he says, you all, or now that we're moved a little bit further north, all of you, right, are living stones built on the living stone. And see how that works. So, I brought in sermon illustration this morning. Couple of bricks. One solid, one with holes in it. Okay? And the question is, which one is stronger? Solid one. Holes. Ooh. Deb just nailed it. Yeah, that's the sermon illustration. You know, by itself, you would think the one without holes, not the one with holes. But when you start putting them together into a wall or a chimney, like we did down south, okay, which one do you want? It's the one that has the holes in it that will end up, when you put them together, being stronger. Why? Because of the mortar. Say if you build your wall or your chimney with this kind of brick without holes, forces come sideways along the wind or earthquakes, and the brick can shift and lose its grip. But you take your brick with holes in it, and the mortar goes through, and the mortar binds the bricks together, and all together now, they become stronger. So it is with us as Christians. We've got to have that mortar going through us and binding us together. What then is that mortar? The stuff that is in between Christians that gets into our soul. What is that mortar that on Sunday mornings, we speak back and forth to each other because that is what about 90% of our liturgy actually is this stuff that we speak to each other taken directly out of a book. What is that? It is the Word of God. And then, think about some of the history of the Word of God. Go back to the beginning and you have the Word of God spoken. And when God says, let there be light, what happens? there's light. His word causes things to happen. His word changes reality. His word does all these amazing things. You get down to the time of the Gospels, and you have the word of God being spoken, and Jesus goes through the Holy Land, and he says to one, he says, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And the crippled man is able to walk suddenly. He says to the blind man, "Be healed." And he sees. He says to the leper, "Be cleansed." And the leprosy goes away. His word changes things. And then he says to someone, "My son, your sins are forgiven." What happens? The sins are forgiven. It's that word of God, that amazing word of God. And that is what binds us together as the people of God. So Peter's illustration, you are living stones built on the living stone, who is Jesus Christ. And what has bound you together with Jesus Christ is nothing else than the word of God. Okay. Another little detour on this. You know, as we sang in the hymn, it was, I believe, the fourth verse, we sang about the font before our eyes, and the altar, and the supper. And then we sang about the word of God being proclaimed to us. And what that is, we call that means of grace stuff. The means of grace stuff is what God works, uses within us to create faith, to strengthen faith, to renew faith, to forgive sins, to bind us together. Confirmands in, what is it, 3 weeks now? Yeah. We'll have confirmation and we'll have questions and answers during the Sunday school hour. And at some point I will ask them and I will say, these means of grace things, what do we call, what have we learned to call them in confirmation class? And they know. What's the answer? The word, the wet word, and the tasty word, see? The simple word proclaimed, and the word put together with water and poured over us so we can have God's word splashed on us. And the tasty word, so that you can come to the table and taste and see that the Lord is good. And his word promising forgiveness and life and salvation and all of the things that he has in his kingdom for us. That's the stuff that is that mortar between us all. And if we are bound together with that mortar of the word of God, bound to Jesus Christ, then what are we? We are what the Bible calls church. Church. Simple word. And it means, very simply, it means God's living people connected to God. It doesn't mean first. Doesn't mean get up on Sunday morning and go sit. It means God's people connected to God, which is why God's people connected to God want to actually be here and hear the word of God and share the things of God and eat the supper of God. And as we gather together, see that mortar binding us together is that word of God that we're speaking to each other. I get to do this. I get to speak the word of God, and in speaking the word of God, strengthen your faith. You get to speak the word of God, and in speaking the word of God, you strengthen each other's faith, and you strengthen my faith. That's how we are bound together. You take us apart from each other, alone and isolated, are we very strong? No. put us together with the Word of God. They're holding us together. And we are God's people. And if we are, then things happen. If that Word of God is in us and through us and between us and gets into our souls and gets into our hearts, amazing things happen. We pray for each other. We care for and encourage each other. We remind each other of the promises of God. And when somebody is discouraged, Christians pull together to lift them up. Somebody wanders off the wrong direction, Christians can also say, hey, remember who Jesus Christ is and what He is to you. And Christians, banding together, do, such things as what we call here the KICS program. Here's a commercial, right? For the KICS program, where in August we will be putting shoes on children so that they have shoes to wear to school. And we will do this banding together and out of love first for God, because He first loved us, and love for one another, and love for all those out in the world. And in that way we offer sacrifices acceptable to God. It's an amazing thing. Oh, and bound by that mortar, that Word of God, it's not only us here this morning. It is those Christians who have come before us, generations back. It is Christians that are coming along after us, generations to come. It's the whole thing bound together. And Peter then sums it all up at the end of that epistle lesson. You are, what? A chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That is what He is making you. And it is an amazing thing to watch. Now, we as a congregation, we have now 10 years gone, and we have years ahead of us, and we will walk those years with Jesus Christ because He is with us, which is the point that brings this whole thing together. We've been talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is God's spoken Word. The Word of God is what binds us together. But there is one more meaning of that Word of God. And that is the Word of God taking on hands, feet, a human body, being born for us, living for us, dying and rising for us. And so that Word of God becomes part of the human race, becomes one of us, to bring us from where we are to where He is, to eternal life, to the joys and glories of God, to all the blessings that God can imagine and dream up and create and make to happen for all eternity. This is that Word of God that calls us and gets into our souls. And we find that Word of God tugging at us and bringing us closer and closer to Jesus. That Word of God connecting us with the life of God. And that is an amazing story that is only beginning to be written and will continue on. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.